straight killer Ville, dawg. Beats, beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog, 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 dog.
What's good? We are back. Another live from Vietnam Saturday with the music reviews.
We bike.
I got a couple new sound effects.
Yeah, boy.
We got the yes. We got the we got the okay for the okays. And for the name,
did you guys lose this game or did the Jazz win this one?
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man? Well, I'm out, man. That nigga's tripping.
You tripping.
Yo, before we get started, man, I want to say shouts out to Josie Moe for that entertaining interview last night, man.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, yeah.
Anything you want to get off your chest before we get started?
Nah, man. I'm ready to get to this music.
Yeah, I do want to say that. Last night, when we were doing the five mics, there was an album I forgot to mention that we talked about that I wanted to mention. When we got into the Reddits, I got sidetracked, but Diamond D, Stunts, Blunts, and Hip Hop. I thought we agreed that was a five mic album.
Yeah. What did it get originally? Three?
Probably something like that. I don't even know if they rated it back then.
But if they didn't, if they did, it should be a five. I mean, that goes without saying. And Lil' Kim should not have got a five.
And now somebody hit us up about submissions that I guess they said our show is more hip hop based, but it might not fit. But I don't think they realize like today we rarely got any probably hip hop. We probably got a lot of rock, a lot of metal, a lot of pop, R&B. It don't look like based off of these names that there's too many hip hop tracks. I mean, we might have three or four at most.
I mean, apparently they don't listen to the episodes. I mean, if they go back and look at our episodes, they'll see it ain't just rap.
Yeah, and we definitely about to, once I get off here, we're going to rebrand this logo and everything. We're going to go from hip-hop, news, culture, and more. We're going to go to music, industry news, interviews, and more, because that's really what we're about right now when you think about it.
Plus, I listen to everything, so I don't restrict myself just to hip-hop. Wouldn't want to.
Don't forget, anybody that's tuning in, please comment yay, nay, or okay for any of these songs that we about to play. So we're going to get into it. Let's get right into it. We got the first song of the day is Portal Gun, Living It Up. Portal Gun, Living It Up. And I think this is a rock song or a metal song. Mm-hmm. Let's get into it.
That shit funky.
What up, bro?
On a midnight drive, it's a
That's a yay for me.
That's a yay for me too.
I mean, it gives off a 70s vibe. You know what I'm saying? You can tell from the instrumentation, man, like the organs and the, and you know, the effect that's on the guitar and stuff like that, and the drums. I mean, that's like a, sounds like a throwback from like mid 70s or something like that. Mid-70s,
I know, right?
Rock. Yeah,
yeah, like the psychedelic rock.
Yeah, something like that.
With,
yeah,
with a really funky though, really funky vibe.
Yeah, it's
it.
Funky. Yeah,
it so got we me give it. That a
yeah, boy.
Get at it, yeah, boy.
I give it a yay. I got to get used to that, yeah, boy, shit.
Yeah, that shit is that's a good start right there, right?
Yeah. What, any info like where they from?
Let's see, like Portal Gun. Let's look them up. That's why we got the we got it open right here. Portal Gun. Let's see if we got anything from them. Don't take away their yay. They didn't send no socials, but I'm gonna get it from them.
Yeah, they'll stick with their yay for right now. So that's funky.
Yeah, that's funky. I know you said you had a rule like if they don't send socials, you take away the yay.
I mean, how we gonna know where to find you at?
Yeah.
So what we got next?
We got another one from R&B. This is Tell Me You Are Mine.
Bulletproof. Way too many times I hurt the ones I love. I would rather die, cause I know I fucked it up. I just wanna cry, it's getting way too much. My life is a lie if I'm not with ya. Right now we can even speak without arguing. So much arguing, all the shattering. Shards of glass are passing. The way we fight, it's always so much passion. Flares up in the heat of the moment. So hot, yet the flames, they are burning. All the burning. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, they burning. I cry, I always go make you laugh. Tell me my. Way too many times I hurt the ones I love. I would rather die, cause I know I fucked it up. I just wanna cry.
That's a yay. I like that shit. That sounds like something that should be out already. Yeah.
I'm going to give it a yay too, man.
Yeah.
He actually, like, the hook was real short.
Yeah.
You see, yeah, but I like the way he did it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, ain't nothing to say bad about that.
That song was really well arranged and put together really well.
Yeah, very well. And where he's from again?
That's R&B, Tell Me You Are Mine.
We did him last week.
We did him, I don't know if we did him last week, maybe a couple weeks before.
Pretty sure he got a yay.
Let me see where he's at. R&B. Is this it? Ruel, Mike, Blom. I think that's him. Yeah, I don't got no socials on this one. I might have him from the other email, though.
Yeah.
It looks like he's look like he's from overseas, definitely too.
Well, it's dope. Wherever he's from, it's dope. Send some socials or look him up. What we got next?
We got Blue Homie, Play Hard.
I work hard every minute of the day. I work hard. I work hard and then I play work hard, play hard. I work hard every day of the week, I work hard. I work hard and I want to be free to play hard. Lifting the roof, party all over the floor. Party between every corner and in between every wall. Feeling the rhythm in there before you walk through the door. Before you have a good time, before you're having a ball. You're not too far from the beat, never.
I work hard every minute of the day. I work hard. I work hard and then I play work hard, play hard. I work hard every day of the week. I work hard. I work hard and I want to be free to play hard. I work hard every minute of the day. I work hard. I work hard and then I play work hard, play hard. I work hard every day of the week. I work hard. I work hard and I want to be free to play hard.
I can't deny it. You know, I'll be lying if I said I didn't like that shit. It didn't hook. I mean, I work hard every day too, so I got to go along with that. I work hard. Fuck that. That's a yay for me.
And when you got motherfuckers dancing and bouncing, man, it's like, it's hard for you to go wrong, right?
I mean, music is music, man. Music is universal, yeah. Music is universal.
I'm going to give it a yay too. So, I mean, what do we got? We got three yays so far?
Yeah, three yays. Where are they from? Yeah, what's the name of that group again? And where are they
from? This is Blue Homie. Let's see if we can look them up real quick.
And another thing, I just knew that was going to be rap. I thought it was going to be some old Crip nigga or something. When he said Blue Homie. I ain't even going to lie.
Blue Homie. So let's see. Let's see where they from. We got some socials here. Let's see if it...
I mean, I detected a little accent there.
Yeah, I did too. Let's see if we're socials say where they from.
Say Australia.
That one ain't saying. Let's see. Da, 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 da. Damn, I don't know. It doesn't say. But damn, they already got, what are they already promoting our shit on here? Oh, they promoted, I guess, the last week's music reviews on one of these posts.
Oh, word. Well, tell Blue Homie.
Let me go ahead and like that right now. My priority reviewed on Live for Fit. Oh, so we reviewed one last week. Okay.
But I like it though.
I don't remember what they got last week. I'm not seeing where they from on the, based off of the socials.
Yeah, it's hard for me to keep with all the names. That's why I asked you if we.
Yeah, the socials don't got no countries on it and whatnot. But they did send socials, Spotify, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, everything. We could tag them in and whatnot.
Yeah, I detect the accent, so I don't think they're from here. But let's move along, though. What we got next? All right, that's
three
yays, right?
That's three yays across the board. We got Gazner, the artist, Love Entanglement. This is probably going to be a rap song.
Telling me no.
I don't know.
But my body.
You might be right.
My body.
You might be right.
Telling me yes, baby. And I don't want to hurt nobody.
Why does that
but
sound
there
like
is something that I must confess?
Whoever that is, that motherfucker singing.
My mind keep telling me no.
Oh, the liquor house.
But my body's telling me yes. Oh, yeah. I'm about to get myself caught up in this love entanglement. So right, but I know that I'm doing wrong. I got a main girl at home, and a side piece that I can't leave alone. She got that good. Go back to some more, so damn good. Messing up my home, that ain't no good. What goes around comes right back on around again.
Oh yeah.
I say what goes around comes right back on around again. My mind keeps telling me no.
You already know that's a yay.
Yeah, that's a that right
there. At first, I thought it was a
how
sample.
How the hell we got four yays so far?
But I thought that was a sample.
That shit was
first.
Dope,
like, yeah,
right?
This is rap. But that's old boy singing shit.
I thought it was Jodeci at first.
No, I mean, that's an R. Kelly thing. But I'm just saying, I thought it was R. Kelly's sample. But that's him singing that.
Yeah, I'm trying to see where he's from. I'm pulling up his socials right now.
Hey, dude can sing.
Yeah,
dude can sing. I can hear that in every liquor house across America.
Y'all moving slow on my socials here. What's going on here? Let's
send that to my sister. My sister loved that shit.
He said my mind. What did he say? My mind is saying no. My body's saying yeah.
Yeah, that's R. Kelly.
Oh, that's what it is. All right, let's see if it says where he's from. Damn, that's the only thing I don't like about fan pages. Fan pages don't be really telling a motherfucker, showing where motherfuckers from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you got to go to the regular profile page and shit.
You tell them to send all that information in the email.
It's Instagram reloading slow like molasses. No, I got all the links, but that's the thing. Like, it don't necessarily say where you from on your Instagram page or, you know.
Yeah.
You go to your Instagram profile, I don't really say where you're from, like what city you're in, unless you put that on there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm saying they should send that info when they send the tracks, though.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm going to start, you know, I'm going to just start requesting it. I got to start requesting it. Like, let us know where y'all, exactly where you're from, too.
Yeah.
So we got another one. So we got four yays so far across the board. We got The Spine Becoming.
You know what's crazy, man?
I'm starting to become a fan of this shit.
I'm trying to tell you, Paul. I've been trying to cross you over, man. I mean, dog,
they all over the place. They killing it. Is it so energetic?
It's the transitions, man, the tempo changes. And like I keep telling you, man, the drummer, man. Listen to the drummer on some of these death metal shits, man. I mean, you got to give it up to the drummer.
I'll be honest, I can't keep up with the lyrics half the time.
Oh, I mean, hey, ain't no different than the rap we listening to, so. Hey.
No. Remember when our parents, when we first started listening to rap, like, they'd be like, man, I don't understand how you could understand that. It's because y'all ain't listening. I mean, you got to really listen before you can truly understand some things sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I understand half of it, but I just like it, man. I mean, the energy behind it, like, just the musicianship in that shit, man, for real, alone. You know what I mean? They get a lot of, you know what I'm saying? They probably get a lot of slack, just like mumble rappers do. But, I mean, the musicianship in that shit, man, alone, dog, is just amazing, man, for real.
That's another one of these. Yeah,
boy. Trying to tell you. That's another a yay for me. Boy. Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. You got too much time on your hands, Paul.
Okay, this song is called Worth the Ride by The Water Dogs. Worth the Ride by The Water Dogs. Let's get it.
But I hope you remember when you're feeling scared.
I like it.
I like it too, man.
I like it. It took me a second, though. I ain't even gonna lie. It took me a second. You know what I mean? I had to get used to the voice, but then, you know what I mean? Like, I see where they're going with it.
It is a unique, awkward voice.
But I like it, though. So, yeah, that's a yay.
I like it too.
Yeah.
Wow. And I told you, they ain't too much hip. We ain't had a hip hop rap song yet.
It's a music show, man.
We ain't had a rap song yet, man. Yeah,
any information on them?
Let's look them up. Water Dogs. The Water Dogs. I already knew that was gonna be like a rock. Like when you got a name like the Water Dogs, you definitely like a rock.
What, you trying to say black people can't swim? Are you saying black people can't swim? Is that what you're saying, Paul?
Are y'all dogs? Are y'all dogs?
No, good water. You said water.
Oh, you said
no, you said with a name like Water Dogs. Hey, yeah. We'll talk about that later, Paul. Yeah. It's a stereotype. I can swim. So where they from?
Let's see. See what it said. Rock, Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York.
Same place as Griselda. Yep. Yeah, shouts out to Buffalo, New York. Buffalo, New York's coming up, right? I mean, Water Dogs. We ain't got no OKs yet or no nays. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
To the next one. What is it? We got, where is it at? Big Romance dog fight.
Dog fight, belly ache. Got me feeling something that I don't want to feel. Long night, got kicked in the head. Dog fight.
That's why I love shit like that.
Yeah, I'm giving that a yay, man.
Yeah, I mean, is that a new trend? Like,
I don't know. Dog fights got me feeling some kind of way too, because I got a dog. So,
I mean, you know, maybe I'm out the loop, but is that a new trend? Like this 70s and 80s sound and newer rock that we're hearing. Is that a new wave?
Oh no, but I love it.
I ain't even gonna front though. When it came on though, the first thing that popped in my head was the movie Lost Boys. For real.
Oh yeah.
I don't know why. But I'm just saying, I like that. That's a yay, man. Yeah.
Damn. All yays, man. We ain't had no show yet where we've had that many yays across the board. At this many songs. What we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 songs in and all yays. Well, you know what? It's doing so good. Hey, we got to get into a Dizzle break. And you got Dizzle bottles on the way soon, too. So be on the lookout.
Yeah, man. I saw that. Yeah, I'm waiting.
Yeah, so let's get into a quick Dizzle break. And we're going to be right back.
That Dizzle ain't no joke. Got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it sucks. I be Dizzle Thug. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. What Cannon said, I need another one. Gonna have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot. Can't be sold out in your store. That Dizzle.
I really mean it. You could Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. And right now, I'm drinking one of the mango ritas. We got the new Dizzle cans out, coming soon to all Dizzle distributors. As you see, the new cans, and that's the original Dizzle bottle. go to dizzlebrand.com. I repeat, go to dizzlebrand.com, get the merch, and Trillanoy's got a bottle on the way soon, maybe two, and hopefully a t-shirt or something. I should have told, Roker sent you some shirts. And he might have sent some flyers, too, though.
Word.
So you're going to be officially sponsored by Dizzlebrand now. And I gave Mr. J a couple cans for, like, him and his wife, so, like, they could test it out and try it out, so they could be officially sponsored by Dizzlebrand, too. We're going to keep it moving. We ain't had no comments, man, which is crazy, but it's all good, because we got some people that have been viewing in on the Twitters and whatnot, because, you know, Twitter been giving us a lot more love. And, of course, we're going to download it and rerun it on all the social medias. But this has been some really good music, man.
I mean, that's why I tell you, man, I love Saturday. I like listening to new music, man, for real. New music.
So let's get into what do we got next? We got, let's see, I make sure I pronounce this right. Exo Daikin. It looks like the song is called Unter. Hold up, man. Y'all killing me with this name. Echo Daikin Unter Mensch.
Is it German?
The Psychics of Deceivers. I don't know what this is. But this is the thing. This is a music review show. Like, we let anybody and everybody send a song, and we don't listen to it beforehand. And, you know, let's get into it. We might be shocked. Who knows?
Listen to the drums, man.
The vortex is bleeding, the creator red. Hot under lock, it's resting his head. Under lock, that's becoming death on the
listen to the drums.
Death between us and death.
Leave
the door to death, there is the flood.
This ain't no drama scene.
Ultimate. Above our demands to make us the army of deceivers.
As in revenge, we accept that others have sustained under. There is no other option to walk on the same road with the constructor. By accepting intellectual superiority, we keep the system alive.
I let you go. I mean, you know, I'm biased. I actually listen.
I gotta
to this
do
shit.
Okay on this one.
I actually listen to this shit.
I gotta
so
do.
I'm
okay
hearing
on
it a whole
one.
Different.
I don't know where to go with this one. It's
shout out to my man Six.
I don't know how to move to this one.
I'm gonna shout out to my man Six, man.
No, I get
dog.
You. Said listen to the drums. I mean, the drums is like he going super fast on the drums.
Dog.
I can't deny the skill set, but for me personally, I don't know how to vibe to that.
Hey, man.
Like the other one, I can understand. Like, I could be in here like, you know, like.
My man Six, man, in favor.
He's
he put me on
like,
that. He put me on to that, man, in 99, dog. In 99. He's a black dude, too, from Connecticut. He's 6'6". His name is Six. He's 6'6" tall. You know what I mean? So he put me on to it. I mean, I've always liked all type of music, you know, being that I'm, you know, in hip hop and I'm sampling a lot. I always went through a lot of records, so that broadened my range in like music. But I'm trying to tell you, dog, I thought he was fucking loony when you know saying when I first met him. He pulled up to my house in his car. I'm gonna try to find the name of the group, but yeah,
well, I gotta give that one an okay though, man.
I'm going yeah.
Okay, so yeah. We had to disagree on something originally.
Yeah. Finally. Yeah.
All right, so this next one was sent to me by my man from South Central Cartel. You know the West Coast Havoc of Prodigy?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if I'm not mistaken, it's I'm a little tipsy on this Dizzle. Don't get me wrong. I don't even want to say if I remember which one it is, Havoc or Prodigy, but it was one of them. Yeah. This song is called Distribution by Infrarel. This is going to be our first rap song, probably. Infrarel Distribution. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
That West Coast shit. You know, the West Coast having a prodigy. I ain't expect nothing different.
Big Cuban out Cuba. Ain't no telling what they'll do to your medulla. I run this building, but lead the work to the super. Thinking ahead, I like to plan for the future. 16 bedrooms, a crib full of shooters. Business is good, a thumbs up from the consumers. Women is on me, I'm getting love from the cougars. Chauffeured around the backseat like a Uber. Don't say much, and I don't play with the computers. The codename Beats, I tend to deal with the producers. Keep the reaction, then I leave it to the viewers. Escape route underground, I travel through the sewers. Cameras everywhere, watch for the intruders. You only get two types, the winners and the losers. I'm getting too much money to worry about a rumor. I'm on speed dial with my jeweler. Got what you need from your nose to your vein. Just a little distribution. Forget copping a brick, get the whole damn thing. Just a little distribution. If you going through it, then this here take away the pain. Just a little distribution. If it's about money, proceed. I got what you need. I'm shipping soon as the bread get received. Distribution. Time ticking, the mind races. I ain't really got no time for time wasters. Your man's got to.
I'm going to let you go first. You know why? Because I actually heard this song before. I guess I didn't tell him like to send me a song I ain't never heard, but I'm going to let you go first.
I'm going to give it a yay.
You know I am too.
I like the lyrics.
I've heard it before.
The beat is dope. The beat is dope.
It's kind of West Coast and East Coast at the same time, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I would take that as that beat is a mixture of East.
East and West.
Yeah. East and, I mean, as a matter of fact, it's across the board. I mean, it has some, you know what I'm saying, some Southern, like, you know, Dungeon Family feel.
So he got a nice little artist there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I like his pops is actually one of the Shy Lights.
Oh shit.
We should probably get him on the show soon too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've interviewed him on the Paul Pickett podcast. You know, check that out as well. Paul Pickett podcast.
Yeah. That's a yay for me though. I like that.
So we got a lot of yays. Only one song that we like disagreed on. Let's get to the next one. Loaded Billy Scarlett.
Uh-oh.
From the country to see the city lights. Said goodbye to her family, gonna find a better life. Looking for adventure, was looking for some fame. She said to mom she's doing fine, she started all the game. I hear it in your voice, I see it in your eyes. No matter what you say, your life is such a lie. Little dollar girl, look what you've become. Got a man, got a habit, you thought it would be fun. You try to tell yourself, girl, it'll never be hard to stop. You slip into your work clothes, you take another shot. I hear it in your voice, I see it in your eyes. No matter what you say, your life.
I'm gonna go with an okay. Have they been on here before? Okay
too. I don't think so.
I can tell whoever that is. That's the only song they sent.
I think so.
They probably got something fire in the tuck. They need to send something else, but that's still an okay though.
Let's see if they sent the socials. Oh, that's from Wormhole Death. Like that's the thing. We got this label Wormhole Death Records. I mean, they just sent us like all this death metal we're reviewing is from them. This is from them. They got psychedelic rock. I mean, they got crazy music. And then we had another person just email us, Vlad PR Promotion. Shouts out to them. News and promos. Almost Dead Battle Creek just won. I mean, they sent us like this email with like 33 artists. I mean, you got from Germany, Poland, Italy, mm-hmm. Cleveland, you know, a lot of psychedelic rock, trash metal, death metal. I mean, we're going to start getting and reviewing all these songs one by one starting next week. I mean, and, you know, it says hereby I grant you permission to play the music, you know? Word. So 30 something artists. I mean,
I want to hear something else from that person.
Yeah, that's the thing. We're definitely about to have to, you know, move out of just being hip hop.
I mean, I've been told you that.
We're so big into hip hop right now. It's like, and, you know, for those cats that are just trying to, you know, be popping in the Ville or Vietnam. I mean, we got artists. You could tell we got artists from all over the world sending.
It's a whole world out there, man.
Yeah,
that goes for anybody, any city you in. There's a whole world out there. It ain't just about where you from. But I just want to say to that artist, I mean, they need to send another one, because I bet you the next one he sends is gonna be some fire, and we're gonna be like, yay, all the way across the board. But yeah, it's okay though.
And that's the first two okays, but no nays yet.
Yeah, well, that's the first okay unanimous. Yeah,
yeah. Donda Funk My Game. Let's get into it. Donda Funk My Game. Next one. Let's see what we got.
You know I'm in it. You know I'm on it. And when you can't get none, you know you want it. Funk so good. That's why I got you wanna give me what you got. My game's so good, by far the best. Never fails, every talent's put to the test. The greatest high you'll ever see. This game's stronger than a cultivated cycle weed. My game is tight, it's unsurpassed. Only love potion ever known to work so fast. Just take one shot, and you'll agree.
Hold up, don't even say nothing. Don't even say nothing. Hold up, this is what we give that.
Did you guys lose this game, or did the Jazz win this one?
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man? Bro, I'm out, man. That nigga's tripping.
Oh, shit. But
Mikel Samadine said, thumbs down, thumbs down.
I mean, I'm a believer in somebody got some shit in the tuck. You know what I mean? You probably thought that was your best song. You know what I mean? But I'm a believer in, because we didn't have it happen to us on this show before.
I mean, are you talking to the person who made the song or me? You said you probably thought that was your best song. You ain't talking about
No. I'm talking about the song we just reviewed.
Because my worst song was better than that.
I'm just saying, dog. Like, we done had some people that we reviewed and gave a nay, and they shoot right back with some fire.
You know shout what I mean? Out like, to Mikel Samadine, and I'm guessing that's my man Venom Ali with his new profile. It sounds like he was joking.
I mean, but I don't know. That's what...
Like, what it sounds like is he doesn't have any real friends in his life.
I don't know.
To tell him, like, yo, dog, like...
What's his name again?
Man, I mean, I'm not going to trash it, but like...
Nah, I ain't trashing it at all, though.
You have to work on your rhyming ability, your delivery. I mean, that was as basic as it gets. I mean, that made Soulja Boy look like Rakim.
I mean, I can get where he was trying to go, though. I can actually see the vision. It just didn't fucking goddamn...
So what are you giving it? What are you giving it?
I have to go with Nate right now, but...
I'm going with a Nate, too.
Yeah, send something else, man. I bet
and
you.
That
I
was.
Remember this name. Write that name down. I guarantee you he sends something back and it's going to be fire. We're going to be like, why you ain't send that shit in the first place?
Donta Funk My Game. Let's see.
Donta?
Let's see if he sent us, like, if he sent the links. Donta Funk My Game. There's a YouTube link, but.
YouTube?
I mean, that's one social. You can't. So he did send a social. Yeah, Donda Funk, but
D-O-N-D-A?
Hold on 1 second. It's D-A-N-D-A.
Oh.
So that's the first nay across the board.
That's all one word? Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Let's get into Richard Lynch. We got two songs from Richard Lynch, so you know how it works. he got to get two okays for us to play the second song. If you get two nays, we don't play the second song. First one is called Grandpa and Grandma. I mean, he might have won me over with a yay already on that one. Richard Lynch, let's get into this Grandpa and Grandma.
I'm standing on the ground where my grandpa planted seeds. His old mule pulled the plow where him and grandma sowed their dreams. 60 years together and nothing for them came easy. Tried to be better and thank God for what they received. Grandpa and Grandma love God, family, and country. And they were so proud to watch old glory wave.
I'm going to start. First of all, if you give this a nay, or you're going to hell. I'm just saying, first of all, you're going to hell if you got anything bad to say about this song. And you know how I feel about country. That's the only genre that, you know, say I'm.
You feel about country the way I feel about death metal.
No, I mean, I don't know. I think, I mean, yeah. Anyway.
That's what it, country, your country music is like.
I mean, I like, I mean,
country,
I think
music,
I
was death metal for me.
I think I could listen to, I guess you would call that
old. I give it okay. Country? I give it okay. I definitely like.
All right, you going to hell. I'm giving like it a yay. I ain't going
like
to hell.
My grandparents. It sounds like my grandparents' story, but I'm going to give it okay.
I mean, no, I'm giving
I ain't
it
going
yay.
To hell.
And look, I don't know, yeah, you are.
I ain't going to hell because we about to play a second song too. Yeah, he made it okay to yay.
You think Jesus gonna be able to like yay, nay, or okay? It's either yay or nay with Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna leave that
who
up
that?
To you. I'm going with yay.
Who that? That's all I gotta say.
I'm going with yay.
Who that? Yep. Nah, like that.
My
grandma took me to church every Sunday, went to Bojangles for the biscuits and shit, but.
So that's all you took out of it, huh? So that was the best part of your day on Sunday, not church, but the Bojangles biscuits.
The Bojangles biscuits? No, I enjoyed.
By yourself.
No, I enjoyed being with my grandma on Sundays, but it was going to Bojangles and going to K&W afterwards.
K&W yes. Over there on by the hospital, right? By K-Fair?
Yeah, when it used to be good. When it used to be good.
Yeah.
Hold on, we got comment popping in. It's like Charlie Pride-ish song.
Yeah, I can go for that. I mean, but, you know.
Charlie Pride-ish song.
But when it comes to country, like I said, you know, I'm on the fence with it, but. I guess I don't like this modern day country.
And that's why I give it okay, because I think I could judge country a little better than you.
I don't like the modern, but he has a classic modern, you know, saying country, male country voice. You know what I mean? The flow. I can get with that more than this modern country. So, you know, but still, the lyrics alone, you got to get that at yay, well, man. He was, man, he said grandma and grandpa. You going to hell, Paul. Go to the next song, man.
All right, so Richard Lynch again, and this is, you know, Glad Our Bridge Has Burned. I don't know what this one's about to be.
Uh-oh.
Shout out to Michael Scoville for sending this song.
I listened to the local news when I got home last night. The newsman said nobody's dead, but they nearly set the bridge on fire. That bridge was closed, and no one knows how anybody survived. It reminded me how things used to be every Saturday night. You come home drinking and thinking about doing me wrong. You just wanted to fight. Yeah, you'd be fussed. fussing and cussing all night long and not treating me right. So as for us, I'm glad we're in the dust. A lesson in life I learned.
What you got for me over there? From Mikhail Hosamadin.
I don't know.
I'm going to give it okay.
I'm going to go with okay. You know what I'm saying? I can't give it a name. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, but yeah. I'm going to give it okay.
Well, he won't talk about God, so he ain't going to go to hell. So you ain't got to worry about yay.
Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, that's why I'm on the fence with that. Yeah. You know, you're going to be there by yourself. And they're going to play that song over and over. You know what I'm saying? The devil going to give you some headphones, some cheap shits too.
Whoever that motherfucker is.
He's going to play that song over and over for the rest of your life. Yep. He said grandma and grandpa. Come on. Come on, cuz.
Nah, I'm going to get me a co-sign by the Grim Reaper. Shout out to Josie Mo.
Josie Mo, yeah. Shout out to Josie Mo. That was funny.
So let's get into another one. This is Tears Underwater by Miracle.
Been feeling empty, got a case of loneliness, and it reaches right down to the soul of me. Hiding my emotions got me in a mess. Hard to listen in the pouring rain when I'm feeling so unchanged. Keep on trying.
Me first?
I mean, you can, unless you want me to go first.
Nah, I mean, that's a yay. She can sing like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? The vocal arrangement and the lyrics. It's nothing I play. It's one of them songs. Like, if you come home and your girl's playing that shit when you walk in the fucking door, it's a problem. So, you know what I mean? It's one of those songs. But yeah,
it's almost
yay.
I get what you're saying. It's like, I give it a yay.
She can sing.
I agree with you. It's not the joint that I would have.
No, never.
My playlist.
I would never play it.
On that aspect, I would give it a, you know, like for me myself, it'd be okay. But like just the potential, like you said, she's singing, she's killing it. Yeah. I don't know. I just prefer up tempo shit. Even though I can't dance for shit.
I mean, I'm just looking at it. I mean, I can hear every woman in the world. Like I said, if you come home and your girl playing that song, you done fucked up. You know what I'm saying? For real. So it's one of them songs. Like I'm judging it from all different perspectives. But yeah, it's a yay. It's a yay all day because she can sing like a motherfucker. For real.
We got three more playlists, but we got a little bit of time, so we might add another one. Who knows? But we about to get to another one from Amy Robottom. This is Mr. Trickster.
Mr. Trickster. Trickster, he's gonna trick ya. Ooh, Mr. Trickster. Trickster.
go okay.
I'm gonna go with okay too.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with okay. She's been on here. She's been on here a couple of times, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get that okay. You know what I'm saying? That one
we might have another one from her too. And we might have another. I think we got another one to do. He said that would knock overseas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely knock overseas. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I kind of took it personal. It sounded like she was talking about me. So, you know, that's why she ain't get a yay.
Mr. Trickster.
You know, yeah, I've heard that before. So she might know some bitches I know. Yeah.
I mean, it definitely got some, it definitely got some potential, man. I mean, I see that shit in a club, like popping like crazy. I mean,
yeah, I mean, who said whoever said overseas, that's definitely popping overseas.
That's Mikel Husamuddin, which I'm guessing is Venom Ali's new.
It's definitely account. Popping overseas, though. But yeah,
I don't know why you it's got okay, though. Account there, Venom. Maybe his account got hacked. I don't know.
I mean, it's like I said though. Like I made the analogy, like you know, if I'm driving, and for some reason I couldn't move my hands to change the damn song, I wouldn't change. I mean, I wouldn't be mad if I had to listen to it all the way through. So I mean, I don't know if that makes it better, but it's okay.
And we got two tracks coming up, produced by the one and only DJ King Flo. Let's see, we got comments coming in. Yeah, man. I guess his account got hacked.
Oh,
shouts out to my man Venom, which stands for very nasty on mics. You know.
So who the fuck are we talking to?
My man from New Litter, man. My former rapping partner. Oh. Well, my original rap dude was with this dude James Harnish that had like a trillion rap names. He was like the white fucking cool Keith, or he thought he was. He would have like Samaj, Mr. Shitty, Oxygen, Clorox, all these types of fucking names, man. These alter egos shits.
Yeah.
But I ended up moving into Bonnie Doom. I forgot the street. I'm a little tipsy right now. Maybe Venom can comment and tell me the street. But
I mean, I'm stuck at you lived in Bonnie Doom. That's the part I'm stuck at.
The fuck? I done lived in Massey Hill. I lived in Massey Hill with Venom. Me and Venom lived in Massey Hill across the street from Darkside Camp, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I moved into Bonnie Doom. I was, you know, I lived in Myrtle Beach for a couple years, and I worked at McDonald's and shit down there. It came back, and I started working at McDonald's down here because that was the easiest job to get. And this chick that was a manager let me move in with her and shit. And with a big ass booty, of course.
So you was tricking.
So, and then I moved right next to Ali. Now, I knew Ali from back in the days because when I was rhyming in Spring Lake back in the days with my man Herb, which was our DJ, DJ Two Fingers, Ali stayed in Spring Lake. So when I would go over there with my man Johnny and the dude James that I rap with originally, he wouldn't be with us sometimes because he didn't like to rap with dudes that could rap better than him or as good as him.
Oh, that's foul.
No, I'm for real. That's how it was. I'm sorry. That's how it was. Ali can vouch for that shit. Comment and vouch for the shit. Coach, I need a witness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But like, Ali would come over when I would go over there with just by myself and me and him would do songs. Or me and this cat, Jermaine, or other cats from Spring Lake and shit. Because that's where I started rhyming at and recording at was in Spring Lake. We would drive from Fayetteville to Spring Lake and go to Herb's. And that's where I met Ali. And then we moved next to each other in Bonnie Doon and shit. And then that's where we formed New Litter Records, which New Litter, New Breed, which, you know, we some dogs on the mics, you know. And it was me, him, and this cat named Rico at first, the YHB, the youngest headbuster. He was like fucking... He was like Old Dog for Menace because he did a fucking 15-year bid from killing a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And then he got replaced by somebody. I ain't going to say his name. But then Pam came in the mix, Ali's old girl, Queen Black Widow. And then there was a lot of dudes in and out of New Litter. Rommel, Young Cakes was New Litter at one time.
Young Cakes?
Yeah, he was New Litter at one time. Actually, twice, if I'm not mistaken. He was kind of because...
That's my nigga right there, though.
He actually replaced the dude Rico that went to prison originally.
Okay.
Then it kind of became me, Ali. And even when we was over there in the Massey Hill, stayed across from Darkside, I recorded that mixtape for Young Cakes that he got the little mixtape or demo that he used to get signed with Loudmouth.
Okay.
That shit was recorded on my computer. I recorded everything. I got songs of like Me 30, P Crimes, Venom that nobody's ever heard and shit. You know, when we stayed at Massey Hill and shit. And then we stayed in
P Crimes. I remember that name.
That was my favorite dude in the Ville. That was my favorite dude.
P Crimes. I remember that name.
My favorite rapper in the Ville outside of Rommel that was in my group.
I remember that name.
He was my favorite dude in the Ville, man. Like his, oh man, his delivery was so dope. My man Venom says sucker MCs. I guess he's talking about James Harness and shit. Man, like James tuning in. He's a fucking hater.
Word.
All right, let's get to the Black Stacks.
But before we get to that, you know what I'm saying? I wanna announce that you admitted that you was eating ass and have a place to stay when you was working at McDonald's. But yeah, go ahead.
I didn't say I was eating ass. I said,
you was. You didn't have to say. I read between the lines. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You was tricking for a place to stay. Go ahead, Paul.
No, I was paying rent. I was paying rent.
Whatever. Next song.
I was paying rent.
Yeah, you was paying rent. Yeah. It wasn't in money, though. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Black Stacks, everybody, produced by DJ King Flo out of France. So we check out the interview with DJ King Flo live from Vietnam. Let's get into it.
King Flo, what up?
My birthday.
Yes, y'all. You know the rest, y'all. Everybody
put your hands in the air like this. Everybody put your hands in the air. Everybody put your hands in the air like this. Everybody put your hands in the air.
Swing your hands like you're running the band. From clubs to grandstand. It's a song for them. So what do you blend? Yeah, let's put it in the mix. Yeah, let's pull out all the tricks. Got vision like an old opera. This is proper. Voice instrument like Young Papa. Surgical like a doctor. I got a lot of stress on my chest, so I run with the best. And I wanna suggest you bring your bang, bang. We doing our thing with the names and energy from the ancestors, man. Yeah, I bet we bet on black, like it's matter of fact. Or wild and dangerous, or right and exact. Robust like good luck with the hint of the duck. Now angels should have changed you, rearrange you, be strange to you, like it's the spell of voodoo. With trinkets and gimmicks, said where's the spin? Or image of royalty, my loyalty to the purists. Like a Taurus and evangelist, yeah, we speaking through hymns and gems. In the city of sink or swim, but I'm him, registered like old gestures. Yeah, flexure, a specter of the gifts, from the selfish side to the sweetest of kiss. In the midst of the rain, might blow your brain while you trying to figure it out, and you call it a name. And I told you once before, this language can be strange, can be strange. Don't know the exchange. Is it from the foreign or is it from torn? How about deep is the thought? Say I'm scared to get caught. Say I'm scared to be bought. Independent like my birthday.
You already know, man. That's a yay.
My man Venom said, I'm fucking with it. I'm fucking
man,
with it.
That shit hard right there.
Damn, I might have to see how much he charging for a beat.
That shit right there hard.
I might need a King Flo track here soon, man. I wouldn't be surprised. I bet you anything. Mr. J got him a King Flo track. I know how Mr. J operate. Like a lot of these cats that he, you know, bringing on for the interviews, he Mickey Fax, he done got a record for Mickey Fax. You know, like he's pretty, you know, smart. Like that's the thing. All these interviews we do, it's like a calculative move. You know what I'm saying? Like we doing one interview to get to the next.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the more and more cats that we interview that got respect in the industry or work with cats in the industry, the more people are going to be like, damn, these cats are just, they serious. They ain't fucking around.
Yeah, we ain't fucking around, man.
Two yays on that one right there. So,
definitely.
Hold up. Let me give you a.
Yeah, boy.
We're going to have to talk about these new...
You got to send me some sound effects, Mr. Producer.
We're going to have to talk about these drops. I mean, I actually like it, though. It's funny, though. I mean, yeah. I'm just fucking... I actually like that one, yeah.
You know you do.
You know what I'm saying? That's probably what you were saying when you was eating old girl ass to have a place to stay. But go to the next song. Yep, that's what you were saying.
Another
yep.
one for Black Stacks, Ooh Wee Remix. Another one produced by DJ King Flo. Let's get into it.
Ooh Wee, this is how it goes. Ooh Wee, this is how it goes. Ooh Wee, first time I saw that you was looking at me shady. I thought, ooh-wee, how could this be? I've done nothing wrong lately. Some say they claim they know me. Who are you? Where'd you come from? Why are you still here? What's going on? I'm looking at you kind of side-eyed. Oh, my. Get back. I'm not distracted by your tactics. You lack the kind of common sense, the silent tongue that someday could just save your life. This is how it goes. Ooh-wee. This is how it goes. Ooh-wee.
I like that shit.
Hearing cats talking about where they from, what have they done besides bringing drugs and guns, death to our daughters and sons. What have we won as the children of the sun? Why turn it off and run? Crooked angel with no angle, telling stories can be painful. Change the channel to dangle materials that are shameful. There needs to be an essence to the lyrical lessons and to answer the questions. Create chaos in certain sections.
Ooh-wee, who do you think you are?
You already know that's a yay right there. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm giving it a yay too.
Yeah, the singing, I'm glad she carried on. I thought that was like the hook, you know what I'm saying? Like her singing the hook in the beginning. But she had a whole verse too. Like,
my man Venom said, Amy Y in the house.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
You know what's crazy though? Like,
that was
overseas.
Dope.
Overseas, it seems like they're in the 90s right now when it comes to hip hop. They're in the 90s. It's like when we came into the 80s,
they're in the golden era. They're still in the golden era. I mean,
they wasn't even starting yet, right? When we came into the 90s, they were like in the 80s. And then we got in the 2000s, they were like in the 90s and shit.
I wouldn't really put it like that, Paul. I mean, I would put it more as, I mean, like I tell you all the time, they appreciate it. Like I said, you know, I grew up in Germany, so they appreciate the art form way more than we do. So it ain't like they're stuck in the 90s. Like, I mean, I don't want to use that term, like they're stuck in the 90s. Like, you know that, I mean, that right there is a typical United States person. They think that United States is just above and beyond everybody else. Like everybody else is stuck in a different time. No, they're not stuck in that time. They appreciate that time, and you know what I'm saying? And they keep, you know what I'm saying, doing music, you know what I'm saying, out of the appreciation of that time. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah. Like I told you, man, if I win the lottery, man, I'm out of here, man. I'm going to Europe. We done had that conversation. Let me win the lottery. I'm packing up. I'm gone. I'm giving up all my citizenship, everything. I'm going to move back to Germany. And, you know what I'm saying, just keep it moving from there. But, you know, I mean, they appreciate the art form. And it shows. I mean, it just shows. So, but that
was gonna be the last one. But we're gonna do one more.
Who's this from?
Since the Way again. He's the one that had that, like, that country R&B rap joint.
Yeah, but shout out to King Flo though. Keep doing your thing.
King Flo, you got two yays on both of your tracks across the board. Definitely go chop it up.
Not surprising. It's not surprising.
Yeah. Me neither. Yeah. Since the Way, Say Less.
Red light, green light, go. Get into the bag, you already know. Pants only sag, cause the pockets swole. Wait, get a mag, must be the flow. Logo on the chain, looking like a ghost. Motion off the name, since the Way dope. Money over fame, live by the code. Gain to be sold, lames went sold. I'ma keep it beat, never change up. Melodic melodies, turn to a bomb. Countdown from three, then
going off, no second chance, it can go down. Say I'm a problem, they cannot count. Kicking down the door like what to say now. Every chance I get, I'ma show out. And if you ain't know, bet you know now.
I can't deny it, I'm on fire. Hit at the head, sense got acquired. Know that you're quiet, big act inspired. Hear him talking, I say less. Check out the check, I ain't gotta say shit. Handle my biz, keep it a pin. Pushing my pen, to the bank, say a million. Hottest in the city, I am him.
Getting paid, paper straight. Feeling good, let him hate. God's good, what a day. Rolling zip, lightweight. Get him sense, hits the way. Big drip, get away. Big bag, get away. Get away, get away. New crew in there now. Turn up my music, I like it loud. They talking motion, I move the crowd. Criteria spoken, check that by now. My pen is poking.
I like just that. Got an idea here. I just got an idea here, but go ahead, you first.
No, I'm saying I like his style.
I get it.
Yeah, oh yeah. First, I mean, yeah, I'm giving it a yay.
Yay.
But I like his style. You know what I mean? Like, his delivery is not forced. It's not rushed. You know what I'm saying? It's like a motherfucker talking to you.
He's dope, yo.
Yeah. Well, who is, where he from?
He's staying in the Ville now. So this is what I'm thinking.
Oh, shit.
This is what I'm thinking. Yo, I got an idea here. I'm sitting there listening to this song, right?
That shit, I mean.
Yo, I got an idea here, man. Let me put it out of here on the podcast now, man. We trying to get behind Jay Swerve, right?
Oh, we getting behind Jay Swerve.
Let's get behind
this
cat too. We need to get behind this cat too.
That dude dope, man.
We need to get behind Sense the Way and Jay Swerve.
I mean, he ain't missed yet.
Nah, he's two yays across the board so far, two songs. We need, and that's the thing. Everybody's sleeping on these cats.
Hey, trust me. Let everybody sleep. Don't even talk about him no more.
I'm gonna reach out. I'm gonna reach out. I'm gonna let him, you know, let him know. Like, look, man. Like, look,
we got him.
We want to help.
Yeah,
we want to help
any type of way.
Yeah.
Nah, that's dope though. I mean,
and that's totally different than the last one too.
Yeah,
the last one was more world. Like country. Yeah.
I mean,
R&B rap kind of joint.
We done three or four, so it's different than like, each one.
Now that was, we only did two, I think.
You sure?
I think we did two from him, but it's been yays, two yays.
I mean,
the board.
Either way, it don't fucking matter. It's a yay. Yeah, it's a yay. You know what I mean? Like, the delivery is just not forced. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, throwing in your face, like, yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, doing too much to try to make, you know what I'm saying, to win somebody over.
And what
like
he,
that.
What
like,
he did, you heard what he said, right? I'm the best in the city.
Hey, everybody's the best. You know what I'm saying? He's supposed to be like that. Yeah.
Nah, but he could. He's one of those. He could probably, let's say, he's the best. He could rap and sing on both, you know, really high levels.
That shit dope, though. Yeah, that shit real dope. For real.
So
my memory bad. Every time I ask you, I got to ask you, like, where they from? And you be like, yo, we listened to him last week. They from the Ville. Like,
yeah, he from the Ville. So we got to get into.
I'm just listening to the music.
Who do you? I know there's a lot of songs. Who do you think you got for song of the day?
Shit. Now this is a hard one,
right? There's a lot of yays, right? Across the board.
I don't think we can give one for the day, man.
You don't think you could give one for the day? All right, let me go through this.
I'm gonna say everybody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, man, this right here is a good
There's
show.
A lot of yays. There's a lot of yays, but if I had to pick. Oh man.
I can't do it. You can't what?
I can do it. But ooh. I hate to do this.
Man, you ate ass for a place to stay. You can do this.
No, I didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you did.
Hey,
bro.
Man, don't let him lie to y'all.
You said it.
Don't let him lie to y'all.
Hey, you didn't say you paid rent until after I said it, but yeah.
No,
go ahead.
I paid rent.
If you can do that, you can do this.
I had to go with the Sense the Way track, yo.
Spit it out.
I had to go with the Sense the Way track. I might go with the last one we just added. I might have to go with it.
All right,
That's the joint that I know that, like, not even just because it's hip hop, that I will probably, like, you know. On that repeat. That's the thing, like, you know, song of the day got to be the song that I'm going to throw on the repeat, like, more than any. And there's a lot of yays. I mean, there's a lot of yays because there's a lot of really good songs. A lot of really good songs. I wouldn't say all these songs we gave yays to are, like, great songs.
I mean, and like I said, you know, saying all that is
not all great, but they're really good, well put together songs.
Like I said, when I give it a yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's something I can hear out there already. You know what
no,
I mean?
Like, yeah, no, yeah, I can hear it out.
Mean, yeah, yeah, yeah. To me, I can
but
hear it out.
Just because you hear it out there doesn't make it a great song.
I mean, yeah, because there's a lot of great songs. I mean, there's a lot of bullshit that's out there.
You got levels to the shit. You got great, you got good, you got, you know, just average, below average.
I'm going with everybody's song of the day. I'm going with everybody. Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the sense
of the way, no, fuck that. No, I'm going with Oh Boy, the country song, the grandma and grandpa.
Oh, you going with that? Because you don't want to go to hell.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't trying to meet you there. No. Yeah, I'm going with him. Song of the day. I'm sorry, everybody else. He got song of the day for me.
You got Richard Lynch, Grandpa, and Grandma.
Exactly.
And I got Since the Way, Say Less. And I actually gave Grandpa and Grandma an okay. So
exactly. You're saying from the nigga that ate ass for a place to stay. Ain't that some shit?
Oh, man.
Hey, boy. Hey, you learn a lot. You learn about the people you fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Over time. I never knew that, Paul. Hey, but it's all right, though. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, bro. It's all right. Hey, I ain't hating.
That might have been a bonus.
I ain't hating.
That might have been a bonus.
I ain't hating. You know, I ain't never had to do that. But you know, if it came down to it, I'd do it too. You know what I mean? But yeah.
Well, I never had to do it either, folks. So.
Nah, he did it. Trust me, he did it. But
I've never ate ass in my life.
Why? You done said it five times and make it sound like a lot.
No, I've licked vagina.
No, you don't say, but you ain't asked for a place
oochie,
to say.
I've licked oochie coochie a la la.
You just said it. You said you licked ass for a place to stay when you was working at McDonald's. Exactly.
Nah,
anyway, hey,
that's what you said.
Anybody watching, rewind it back and y'all hear exactly what I just heard too. Yeah. But
all right. So, any shout outs before we go?
Shit, shout out to us, man. Fuck everybody else. Me shit.
Who we got next week on the interview? We got Chuck T.
Okay, DJ Chuck T. Yeah, that should be a good one, though.
No, we don't. We don't even got an interview next week. So we either got to come up with some topics. I need to follow up with Mike Tech, see if Mike Tech want to come on. But we actually don't have an interview locked in for next week. Yeah. After that, the week after is Chuck T, then we got Barry Benson, then we got Illogy, we still got Supreme the Elohim, we got Edgar Allan Flow, and Nikki Fax.
Word. I already got a topic for next week, though. You know what I mean?
You got a topic? Make sure you send it over so I can send it to Mr. Jay.
I mean, it's going to be about these young men out here that's having to resort to tricking their bodies off, you know what I'm saying, for a place to stay. So, you know what I mean? You should be able to relate to that. Let's go, man. Whatever.
All right, we out.
See y'all next week. Peace.
Beats by Trill, straight killerville, dog.